All right, before we get to this story that I have not yet read, and I'm just, and so we're going to learn about it. It's a little radio experiment we're going to do.
You have no idea what the song, I'm sorry, what the story is about either.
Right. I have no idea. And I just told the producer, I just put it in there and let's try this and see if we can do it.
Okay.
I have no idea. It's about aggressive geese and living forever. I don't know if that's one story or two stories.
If they're related
in any way,
if it's a.
Coming
Soil.
Up, though, I should say this. Coming up, we are going to have a song. We found a song.
This is incredible.
That Prince wrote about Donald Trump.
And is just as beautiful as you would expect.
25 years ago, he wrote this song. 26 years ago, he wrote this song and it got recorded. And we are going to play it for you coming up. Wait till you hear it. It turns out it's exactly what you'd expect it to be.
It's great.
I'm surprised Prince
didn't make you laugh.
Trot it out in concert after he figured out what was going on with Trump.
Trump did tweet about him saying, "I met him on numerous occasions."
He was very short.
He didn't say that. He said, "Great man, great artist."
He had small hands.
God.
All right, here we go. Governor State University is warning students of aggressive geese. Oh, maybe we'll find out that it makes you live longer. We'll find out here in a second.
Okay.
If you've ever been on the other end of a goose attack, it can be very frightening. Well, I have, actually. On the golf course, anybody who's ever played golf has had a run-in up here. Has had a run-in with a Canada goose.
How do they decide to go after you? What usually precipitates that?
If you get between them and their offspring or them and their poop, it seems to be the thing that you gotta somehow avoid.
Protect their poop?
Oh, my God. Their poop is everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. That's when people say it's like it's everywhere. It's like, you know, it is. It's everywhere. On a golf course.
I've seen that. Wisconsin.
They scare me.
Yeah.
And they're big. They're big.
Vicious animals.
Yeah.
Well, they do tend to poop very close to each other because it becomes like a minefield where they hang out. You know, like you can't even step in the areas where the geese hang out.
Yeah.
You can't go near it.
Well, you want to ask her, what are you eating? Seriously.
Yeah, why is it green?
Partially. What are they eating? What do they eat? Are they planting plants?
They eat the fairway.
Yeah. Is that what they're eating?
They just eat grass.
No. All right. Well, that's...
Do they have a helpful kind of impact benefit?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. For students and faculty at Governor State University during the current breeding season. Oh, great. More geese. The threat of an all-out goose attack is ever present. There have been so many reported goose attacks the past 2 weeks. The university has set up warning signs and emailed tips for avoiding terrifying goose ambush.
What do they do when they ambush? I've never been ambushed by a goose.
They come after you.
Do they try to bite you?
They stick their wings out.
Yeah.
So it just scares you, but it doesn't hurt you, right?
Oh, no. They'll bite you.
They'll bite.
And they'll poop on you. Probably.
Well, near you. At least near you. I think they just do that. No matter what they're doing, they're always going to the bathroom. So when they're attacking you, they're going to the bathroom anyway.
Oh, my God. That sound.
Yeah, you just feel the poop, don't you? You're like, where is it? Where you're looking as soon as you hear that.
I think I stepped in it.
I know, it's like.
Fortunately, now it says here, the birds are nesting next to sidewalks and pathways, making them unavoidable to students walking to class. They put up signs saying, caution, aggressive geese. What do you do when you come face to face with this beast? Do not look it in the eye. That is very important. Do not look it in the eye.
That's real. That's a serious rule there.
That's according
when you run into a goose.
Biology professor John Junger. He says that's bad. That's bad.
So it's sort of like dogs in that way. Maybe they feel threatened.
Many animals will get aggressive if you do that, including geese. And something. So you look down in a way and talk to. All right. Listen. It's like when you walk into the boss's office and you look down. Hey, I was wondering, could I get next week off? I'm kind of sort of you kind of do that with a goose. I'm sorry. Would you mind getting out of my way?
It might be nice though. You can pretend you're late to class because of the geese.
It's a good excuse.
Always thinking positively.
You know,
Violetta. Right. I like the way. I also really like the hard work ethic that you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're running a couple minutes late. You're like, oh, my God, this goose. I was staring at it. It was very vicious. I couldn't get by.
It started flapping its wings, biting you.
Yeah. I'm thinking that would work with some professors.
Yeah, that's a strong excuse. I'd go with that.
That's why you can't go to work.
Sorry, professor.
Man, classic. Dude, I couldn't make it. Goose was scaring me.
Classic goose attack.
You've been attacked by a goose also, Kevin?
No, but they've sort of come after me on the golf course before. Fortunately, I have a cart and I drive away and it can't catch me, but it's scary.
The other thing, I like this.
Frightened.
Listen to this. This is another tip from the doctor. Something else you don't want to do is turn and run. Do not run away from the beast. Many animals, geese, bear, and a wide range, take that as a sign of fear. Well, it is fear. That's what we're doing.
So you can't look at it.
And who wrote this? The goose? Yeah. Don't run away.
Don't look
us in the eye. Leave the money right there in front of us and then walk away.
This is like meeting Prince. It's the same thing. Too soon?
But if you walk away, it is. Yeah. You can't do Prince jokes. Yeah. You just can't. Right. But if you walk away from their offspring or nest, wouldn't that be non-threatening?
How do you know where the nest is? They all just stand around randomly, just kind of wandering.
And they look in different directions even when they're together.
Yeah.
Are they all female? Or is there a difference between
a goose and a gander?
Sure, if that's what the male version's called.
Is that what it's called? I don't even know. I'm assuming that's. I don't know any. See, again, don't know anything about the geese, and I just wandered into this story.
I mean, I guess there's a male and a female, though. I'm not.
Well, let's suppose that's true.
Yeah. Now, here's something that's very important. More than likely, you'll end up in a little fight if you try to back away from it. And you're both going to get hurt, says the doctor. Now, this guy is like as optimistic as like I am.
Says the goose.
Look how mean and vicious that is. Here you are face to face with your worst nightmare. How do you stay safe? You keep your distance. Instead of running away, just back up nice and easy. Nice and easy. No quick movement.
But they're always in the way. They're like covering the entire fairway.
Right, because there's never one. There is always a group.
And
if
you hit the goose with your putter, which many golfers have over the years,
that's not nice.
Or a 9-iron, they are federally protected. Well, they're coming after you. If they're coming after you, what are you going to do?
Right. I've connected with one. I hope this doesn't get me in trouble with a golf ball, but it was an accident.
You have to assume fetal position.
Right. Just start crying.
Why are we like a bald eagle? They're federally protected.
They're federally protected.
Why?
And they bite, it says here.
That's very odd.
And they hiss. You ever heard them hiss
yes,
before?
Yes, they do. They hiss, right. Yeah. Now, but be warned, if you do, if you pin one down in the corner, they bite to the point your life is not in danger, but it's not going to feel good. They can't actually eat you, which is good. I mean, I guess it's good news that the goose can't eat you, because imagine the poop then.
Especially if you had your Indian food that you always talk about. And what that does to you.
Yeah. So there you go. So there you have it.
Yeah, it is a gander. You're right. How'd you know that? Gander is the male.
Yeah, I don't know. Goose and gander.
Do they all look the same, though? You know what I mean? Like when
like
you
a
tell
swan?
A difference.
I think so.
Like a swan. Like why?
Like
why
a cow and a bull, you know?
Swans are monogamous because you're going to find a better looking swan, right?
Right.
I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that they're there and they honk and they get all mad and now they're running people down.
So what's the point of this story?
I have no idea.
Don't run. Don't look them in the eye. Just lay down.
I may have just saved somebody some pain of dealing with a Canada goose, right?
They make great jackets.
All right. Okay.
I'm Canada Goose as a company, not the actual geese themselves.
All right, thank you. You know what I need to do here? We need to talk to Violetta about the traffic and get her to stop talking about this. And then we're going to play the song that Prince wrote about Donald Trump. All right, now, we found a song. You're going to find this very hard to believe. But Anna found this.
And I couldn't believe it. I was like, I had to check our Prince expert, Brian Altimer, and see if it was true.
Prince wrote a song in 1990 about Donald Trump. It is a song that was produced by his company, but recorded by The Time, Morris Day and The Time. And it is, and it's called Donald Trump. What is it called?
It's called Donald Trump Black Version.
Black Version.
Which in and of itself is a little funny, right? It kind of gives you a taste of what's to come.
Yes, exactly. All right, well, let's get to the business here. Donald Trump Black Version. Maybe that's what you need. A man that fulfills your every wish, your every dream. Donald Trump Black Version. Come on, take a chance. A 1990s love affair. The real romance. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Your favorite color was green. So guess what? Donald Trump Black Version. Maybe that's what you need. A man that fulfills your every wish, your every dream. Donald Trump Black Version. Come on, take a chance. 1990s love.
All right, there you go.
Not a great song, but I mean, I guess I understand what they're saying there. Like, I could give you everything if I had all the money like Donald Trump. I'd be the Donald Trump Black Version. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, you got to remember that Morris Day was an act, right? The whole point of Morris Day and The Time was that Morris Day was this incredibly vain, egotistical, sort of mean-spirited guy, right? That was the character that they had created around him for Purple Rain and then for stuff that they did afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? There was a hit. They had sort of a minor R&B hit R&B hit about Gigolos Need Love 2 or something like that. Yeah. Gigolos Need Love. I mean, the Morris Day character was always this kind of, you know,
he's going for it.
It was a very funny, you know, send up of a guy who's very Trumpian, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's loud, brash, always flashing his money. I could buy you and sell you, that kind of guy.
Oh no!
Everybody now, get your iPhones out.
Purple Rain, it is not.
Okay.
But it's still,
but Prince wrote it, and they wrote it for the character of Morris Day, which he basically created.
And he put it on a Pandemonium album, which I think was pretty big, wasn't it?
It was not a big album.
No?
No. What Time Is It was their biggest album, right? That had Jungle Love on it.
Oh, and, that was written by Prince.
And Ice Cream Castles.
But Donald Trump Black Version. I think one of the Daily Mail has reached out to Donald Trump's organization to see if he's listened to the song yet or if he knew about it. There's no comment yet. I'm not sure he wants to claim that one.
No, maybe he does. Maybe he's like, look, I'm big with the blacks. They love me. They wrote a song about me. Donald Trump Black Version. All right.
Yeah. Bit of a disappointment.
I don't know. I think it works for me. I loved Morris Day and The Time. I loved that band. That is, we had Morris Day on the show within the last year. And who
did
knew
he mention the Donald Trump
he
song?
He did not mention the Donald Trump song. This is about a year ago. It was before Donald Trump, you know, was running for president. And now Donald Trump is gonna could be president of the United States, and Prince is dead.
I know.
What kind of world are we living in?
Times have changed, Ro, that's for sure. Got to have him on again and ask him about that.